It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 29th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $62,290. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,165. Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $585. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. InfoSec firm Slow Mist says that a hacker from North Korea's Lazarus Group is posing as a Fenbushi Capital executive. Lazarus often impersonates investors to target DeFi projects. The scam involves a fake LinkedIn profile under the name Neville Bolson, using the image of a real Fenbushi partner. Lazarus aims to gain victims' trust, then sends phishing links disguised as meeting invitations. Slow Mist identified the imposter by comparing IP addresses and tactics. North Korea reportedly earns significant foreign currency through state-backed crypto hacking. BlackRock's IBIT Spot Bitcoin ETF is bringing on MoonPay's chief legal officer Lindsay Haswell to its board. Haswell, who also played a role in founding Core Blockchain, will join in November of this year. She previously held similar positions at Blockchain.com and is known as a Core DAO contributor. IBIT is among the top spot Bitcoin ETFs, both in terms of assets under management and trading volume. A lone Bitcoin miner solved a block, earning the entire reward. Using CK Pool's solo mining software, they pocketed $218,544 from the block. Despite the miner's hash rate being a fraction of the total network's, their stroke of luck wasn't unprecedented. Others have also scored big rewards against long odds. This event underscores the unpredictable nature of mining rewards. And finally, Bitcoin traded at a slight premium on Japanese markets as the yen experienced sharp fluctuations, suspected to be due to intervention by the Bank of Japan. This premium was evident in the BTC and JPY pair on BitFlyer, a leading Japanese crypto exchange, compared to Bitcoin's dollar-denominated price on Coinbase. The yen's volatility has been attributed to divergent monetary policy expectations and geopolitical tensions. While the BOJ's intervention remains unconfirmed, the yen's fluctuation reflects Japan's fiscal challenges and contrasts with the Federal Reserve's tightening cycle. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.